Go get Hoyce Gracie and bring him in the studio here. Hoyce Gracie's going to be around town for a couple of days. He's actually...
Grab him by the arm real fast.
Yeah, tell him, let's go, buddy. I'd like to see Spanish get tough with him. He's going to be teaching a class tonight in Sarasota from 5 to 8. I would imagine at a Gracie gym somewhere. We'll talk to him about that when he comes in. But Wednesday, he will be at Shooter's World on Fletcher Avenue, and you can go by and do a meet and greet from 4 to 6:30. He'll be doing autographs, take some pictures. They got range time. They have a videographer set up, so you can have a great time out there at Shooter's World on Wednesday. I was going to say, you look a lot more feminine than I thought. There he is. Look at this guy. There's a legend. Can I tell you, Mr. Gracie, what the problem is right now? Yes. How are you, sir? Nice to meet you. Thank you.
I thought he was coming over to punch you.
No, no, for a second. Let me tell you. Look, hold on. Stand up for a second. So if I don't know you, and I tell this to all, yeah, come over here, stand next to me, be my friend. I make it.
He's like, he's 7 feet tall.
Look at this. So if I don't know you, and we're in the parking lot, and we walk by, and we do one of, like, if I've been drinking a little, and we do one of these shoulder rubs a little, and I turn around and I go, oh, buddy, what's up? I think right now, looking at you, I think I could kill you.
Right.
Because I'm fatter than you are, and I'm tough a little. But I would just bow up into a ball and cry, though. I'm sorry. Are we going to hug?
I'm about to grab you and choke you. I'm going to choke you out now.
I watch you. Go ahead, sit down. You're making me nervous. Get out of here.
Well, he's just got him in a clinch.
He didn't. I didn't like the way it felt at all.
How bad did that scare you? That was like a snake biting at you.
Let me tell you, you know at a point when you know you're done, that would be done and all. I've been watching a lot of your old fights, and I watch you fight another fat guy. Acabono, do you remember him?
490 pounds.
Yeah, yes. 490 pounds on your little 160-ass skinny frame.
No, I'm not
what
that
were you
skinny.
Then? I don't know.
I'm 180, okay? I'm 180.
Well, when you're 500 pounds, what's a 20-pound difference? So when he's on top of you, don't you just think that the sheer mass, even if you're punching him in his fat belly, he's not going to feel it, right?
That was the plan. I mean, I can't punch him.
Yeah.
I got to choke or arm bar him. So it was a submission.
How did you end up beating him?
But the hard part, I got him an arm lock. But the hard part was, how can I train for such a guy? So my brother would get two people together.
And land on
top. They'll put both of them on top of me. And my brother stand on top of him. But each guy was like 250, 300 pounds to make it equal. So I can get used to the weight.
So you knew basically that would be his only defense would be to get on top of you. Smother you out.
That was the plan.
Yeah.
To bring him on top of me.
And then get him.
Once he's on the ground, now he's playing my game.
Yeah. You don't want to go on the ground with you.
No.
That's where
it ends.
If we're fighting and we go to the ground, I crawl up like a little snail, like a little ball, and I just cry. Do you ever make a man cry before?
I try. I try.
How is it that the MMA guys are such gentlemen? Like, a lot of times, even the big, rugged, dumber guys we talk to are always have a nice mentality.
I wouldn't say that about them.
Not to their face.
Not to you, I wouldn't say. But I mean, it's a different class of fighter now. Everybody's a little bit of more of a gentleman, and they have a lot of respect for each other.
We know what we can do.
Yeah.
What we're capable to do, so.
Yeah, you don't have nothing to prove, right?
We got a lot to prove. Right. But
do people still come at you? Like, Mike Tyson went to prison, I would imagine everybody wanted to fight him in prison, thinking, oh, I could beat that guy up.
No, I don't think anybody wants to challenge Mike Tyson.
you would kill Mike Tyson, you know that. How does that feel to know that you could be the guy? As long as you don't get one shot to the face, you could beat Mike Tyson.
Nobody's punch-proof. Nobody's punch-proof. So if you hit me, but the problem is...
If you don't kill me, you're coming back.
You gotta hit me first.
Tell me when you were a kid. What's the first? Did you play any other sports first?
Man, we play everything growing up in my family.
Right.
Everything's a challenge, from running to soccer to volleyball, basketball, everything.
And when do you decide? Because you started young, right? Training for martial arts, jiu-jitsu.
We grew up doing that pretty much almost every day. Like, my kids are home.
Right. Still.
Before they know, they're already doing it. They
right,
don't even
right.
know they're doing.
And how old are your kids?
Well, my little girl is 2 years old when I start training. So as soon as they start to walk, I start to teach them. But right now they're 9, she's 9, 13, 16, and 18.
So if your 18-year-old, if he says to you he wants to be a professional fighter, you're good with that?
Of course.
You are?
Of course.
I don't want to see my kid get hit in the face.
Well, that's the plan. We don't teach them how to get hit in the face. Yeah.
We teach them how to hit people in the face.
But that would make me so nervous. I would imagine that your parents watching you or your family watching you in there, you know, I don't want to see my kid have to do that.
So I got to teach them how to defend themselves.
Right. Well, maybe if you're their father, it's a little better shape than my kid. So how long has it been since your last fight?
Ooh, a few years.
So you still itching every time you watch a fight? You still want to get in there, don't you?
I just got in a fight last night with my wife.
Yeah, you're not gonna win that fight, buddy. I'm married. I know all about that. That's the one. No, seriously, do you watch like football players when they retire? They can't watch football anymore because they want to get in there and play.
That's true.
Yeah, so you still want to get in there?
For a while, yes. Actually, one time when I first stopped fighting, I had a couple dreams that I was fighting and the wife flinch next to me and I hit her and she's like, whoa, what's going on? One more time and you go into the couch.
You lock her up in the middle of the night. That is great. Hoyce Gracie is here. Now let me ask you, these schools that are Gracie gyms, what do they have to do? They have to meet qualifications from you guys? Or do they franchise it out from the family? How does it work? If I go to a Gracie school somewhere, out of the blue, I know that's got your blessing on it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's I know the person, I know the instructor, and he's been teaching under my guidance.
And yes. The one here in Tampa that I know of has sent a lot of those guys to
Ultimate Fighter.
Ultimate Fighter, yes, on the UFC.
Yes.
Well, it's got to be turning out good students then, huh?
They got, yes, Rob Kahn's a very good instructor.
Yeah. You can take him, right?
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
He's bigger than me.
Yeah, is he? No, I don't know. I think I only met him once. I thought he was little. I don't.
I won't say that.
No, him. I won't say. Look at me. I'm as a big guy. I learned I'm more afraid of the little guys. I know what's going on. That's how I know if I bump shoulders with you somewhere in public, I just keep walking. I say I'm sorry and I keep going because I know if you are gonna bump shoulders with me, you could probably kill me.
Man, if you bump shoulders with me, man, you probably pull me apart.
Yeah, you're probably
knock me down the floor.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Tell him he looks like a pussy now, right to his face. Not. You were saying it before he came in here. You were like, I'll smack him in the face.
Never said that, Mr. Gracie. I would rather die.
You were saying that one of those guys was volunteering for a choke.
Yes, Rob.
Right. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Rob would choke. Can you choke Rob out?
By the way, I've never pointed to somebody faster. That was Rob. That was me.
Oh, please, God, help me.
Can you bring him to the brink of passing out?
Yeah.
You can? Can we do that?
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
Whoa. Me? You would be the one.
It would not.
Why not Spanish?
Because
it's like
I want
a badge of honor. You got choked out by Hoyce Gracie.
Okay, then you can do it.
No, for you, it's a badge of honor. For me, it'll send me a hot.
I got an idea. Why don't we, at the end, we'll flip a coin between you and Spanish. And
that's
we'll
fine. See. That's
all
a
right?
fair deal.
Make it fair.
Or we just let Hoyce decide.
Like, how about choking one. Both of them
out? Yeah.
They both can feel the experience. Yeah.
You're like a snake in there with two mice. You look around, you're like, I'm going to get you both.
Oh, man.
Jesus. Tell me about this upcoming fight with Kimbo Slice and Ken Shamrock.
Man.
Kimbo's gotten, he's been off the grid for a little while, but he said he was training.
But he's been training down in South Florida over there.
Yeah.
He's been training a lot of grappling. He's still in shape. I met up with him not too long ago.
Now, he's pretty badass when you watch those YouTube videos. He's pretty good.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
What did he need?
And now he's learning some skills. Actually, he's been training some jiu-jitsu.
And is he good?
He's good.
Yeah.
He's a tough guy. You're always a tough guy.
But what about Shamrock? He's insane.
Ken Shamrock knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's what makes him dangerous.
He's not too old now, Ken Shamrock?
And there's no such a thing as an age.
No, it's, right? Because Mr. Miyagi was like 80.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. You never know.
It's how you feel.
Right.
And as long as you feel good and you still want to do it, then you got to, if you want to do it. If you don't want to do it, you shouldn't be in there.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's why I'm not there. But last time we had him on the show was years ago when he was going to fight Tito Ortiz. And Tito was in the studio, and Ken was on the phone. And I really think that Ken's a little crazy upstairs. Like, he's he's not firing on all cylinders anymore, which makes for a better fight.
He probably took one too many punches.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But still, he's very entertaining. Kimbo,
but to be a fighter, you have to be a little crazy.
Right. Kimbo, I think, is very, the people are very attracted to him. Even though in the beginning you knew he wasn't going to be that great, you still wanted to see him fight. That's the kind of thing that makes you want to pay for a pay-per-view. So now I really want to see, since he's been under, tutelage of other guys, I want to see what he's become.
Yes, he's he proved that he's a tough guy with bare knuckle fights in the streets, and he's not afraid to fight.
No, he's definitely not afraid to fight.
That's going
to
be a, it's, I mean, they were supposed to fight, I guess, years ago.
Right.
But he never realized, never came through. So Bellator put this fight together, this match together.
You know what ruined it for Kimbo? It was not that he lost, but the guy who beat him had pink hair.
Yeah.
And you can never come back from that. If the guy has got pink hair, you can never come back from that.
Well, he's coming back.
Yeah, no, no. I know. But this is going to be good because now he's coming back. He's got a legit opponent. He's got a guy, I think, that would probably match up real well with him when nobody's going to go, oh, well, he's fighting a kid or he's fighting an old
nobody.
Guy. Like, they're about equals, I would say. Yeah, no, he's not fighting a nobody.
And they're going. I think they're going to stand there and just duke it out.
You do? Huh?
I think there's going to be a slugfest.
What do you like to watch? But do you like to watch fights that are slugfest like that? Or do you like? Do you get as much appreciation out of a quick armbar or something like that out of a fight?
I like to watch a fight.
Yeah.
Sometimes the guys are more technical and they take the fight to the ground. Sometimes they're technical in the stand-up part. And they just exchange standing up, but I like to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see some. We want to see some action.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, yeah. When you first started in fighting professionally, and you went out there and you wore the gi, that didn't interfere with what you did. Although the rules were a lot different back then.
Unless if you walk around with half naked in the speedos all day long,
right?
I understand. But most people wear a t-shirt, so the gi is actually a tool, so the person would grab it.
Yeah.
And if they grab it, they're not punching me. They're holding on, so I know where their hand is. Yes, it makes it a little difficult, but I know exactly where their hands are.
Look at you, you little devil. I ain't got, you got tricks everywhere. Tell me also, there was something else I watched.
I prefer that the person who grabbed my gi, then
yeah, if you have nothing to
grab, their hands are free. They're going to be, okay, I can't grab you. I'm going to punch you.
Right.
So, but plus, I don't know if I want to see you without a shirt.
Don't worry, buddy. I'm not going to the shirtless. This is Hoist Gracie in the studio with us. We were saying if they were to make a Mount Rushmore of MMA fighters, you would be up to. They call you the Godfather. He is the guy. But you know what bothers me though? You still look like you still look young and you're in good shape. I want to see you beat the crap out of somebody else.
I'm the same way since the first time I saw fighting.
I think you're better now. I think you're in better shape now.
Just older.
Older. How old of a man are you?
48.
Oh, you're fine. Who would you want to fight if you could fight one more fight?
Man, when you're on the top, you don't choose. You get chosen.
If you could fight anybody, could you beat up Bruce Lee if he was here?
There's only one way to find out.
Go dig
that's
him
why,
up.
That's why my father, my family create this.
Right.
It's
right.
People always had the curiosity, which style is the best. A lot of people talk us as the Gracies are arrogant on the beginning. I'm talking the beginning when my father,
because
my father learned, my father was too small, 135, 140 pounds. He couldn't do it. My uncles learned from the Japanese. A little quick on the history. My uncles learned from the Japanese. So my father couldn't do it because he was too weak. He couldn't do a push-up.
Right.
So he learned by watching. And my uncles was learning. Then my uncles started to teach. My father watching. One day, my uncle was late for a class. My father jumped in and told the students, hey, I memorized the whole thing so I can review the moves until my brother gets here.
Right.
So my father taught the student a class. And instead, he didn't create new things. He just modified to make it easier for the person to do. So he just add leverage and technique into the moves. And by the time my uncle showed up, I'm sorry, I'm late. I'll remake this class. The student says, hey, from now on, if you don't mind, I'll have to take class with Eddie Gracie. So that's when my uncles are like, hold on, what did you show him?
Right.
And my father's like, man, now he was able to do it. And everybody says that their style is the best. The only way to find out which style is the best is to take all the rules out, all the gloves.
And just let them go.
Weight division, put it, no time limit, no gloves, no nothing, and just everything goes. And we are in a quest. A lot of people thought we're arrogant,
right,
trying to put down the other styles, but we are more in a quest to find out which style is the best. And we challenge everybody, fighting. Just
did you ever go to one of those underground fighting things like they had in the old school Van Damme movies?
Well, we had for a while when my brother first came to America. He brought the concept from Brazil to America, and he created the first UFC.
Right.
But before that,
Your brother's crazy. You wanted to put crocodiles outside the...
yeah, put them outside
the ring. That was John Miller's, the director. He's like, man, let's put crocodiles outside
the pit. That's a pretty good goddamn idea.
We threw people down there.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Fire pit or something.
They actually thought about putting an electrical fence. But then we're like, fry the guy.
Hold the guy. But it would be good if you get a little shock. This way nobody can crawl up against that fence. That's hilarious.
I don't think that would sell very much.
Yeah, because we were talking about that UFC 1 where you fought, what, 3 times that night?
There was, yes.
Which is crazy. Because now
UFC 2, there was 16-man tournament, so it was 4 fights in one night.
That's crazy.
So imagine you Pacquiao and Mayweather fight.
Right.
The winner have to come back and fight Tyson. The winner have to come back and fight again and...
That's
four
insane.
Fights, so it's like.
What did you think when that Art Jimerson came out with one boxing glove on? Were you like, okay, this is done?
Well, there was no gloves back then. When he came out with one boxing glove, the boxing glove is to protect the fighter's hand,
right.
Not the face.
Right.
So I said, man, he's going to unload that hand on me.
Yeah.
I better not get hit.
Right, but you also knew he wouldn't be able to grab you. So he was only down to one hand where he could grab you or do anything, you know, which totally changed
that
the
fight. That was his problem.
Right.
That
was my problem.
He could have put both gloves if he can. I don't care.
Right.
His problem.
Are you ever afraid?
Of what?
Of another man?
No.
No.
What can you do to me?
I don't know.
Is he going to kill me? Okay, let's do it.
So you're not afraid to die? I know you never walked to the ring and you were a little bit nervous.
I'm asleep. I'm not before my fights. I'm asleep.
Right.
So my brother have to come in very
wake
nicely.
Wake you up?
And tickle my face. And my head's like, whisper, brother, can you please wake up? It's time to warm up. It's 1 hour to go. Can you get up?
It's like get up and stretch. It's like, okay, what do you want me to do? Let's do it.
You're crazy. Do you, what about they say you can't have sex before a fight? You have no sex?
I finally beat you in something. I had this conversation with my father many times.
Uh-huh. That's got to be weird.
I was like, Dad, hold on. You talk about not having sex 6 months before the fight.
6 months?
How exactly did this family got this big?
Yeah.
You had 9 kids. My Uncle Carlos had 21 kids. Let's say you guys fought twice a year. How do you got this many people in the Gracie family? It's like, my father would be like, I knew the answer every time. He was like, just do what I'm saying, kid. It's like, yeah.
All right, good. Good to see that. That's not true. What do you think of the Ronda Rousey? She was just here on Friday. Is she
She's an awesome fighter.
Best women's fighter you've seen?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But what's going to happen when somebody learns how to just avoid that armbar?
It will happen one day.
I like her. I think she's great. I think she's attractive. I think she's great for the sport. But I can't wait till somebody cracks her right in the nose.
Everybody always waiting for the champion to lose.
No, I don't even want her to lose. I just want to see her get punched in the face. Because I want her to go, oh, what just happened to me? Because she says she's never even been bruised.
Yep. Yeah. That's how good she is.
That's right. She's like, she's... as confident as you are.
Yep.
Yeah, this guy's not afraid to fight.
All the champions are that confident. They have to be.
I don't know. I think every time I walk out there, I'd be afraid this might not be my day. You never know what's going to happen. This is Hoist Gracie in the studio with us. There's a couple of places where you'll get to see him. Wednesday, he will be at Shooter's World.
And if you want to learn how to shoot, I can shoot.
What do you know about shooting?
Dude, I can shoot better than I can fight. Do
really?
Not go there with me.
Now I see a challenge. I might be able to take you up
come
on.
Out Wednesday and you'll see.
What are you shooting? What do you like?
You choose the weapon.
All right, I got a nice
you
little...
You choose the weapon.
I got a nice little two-shooter for you. So you're going to be out there, you're going to shoot? There'll be a shooting exhibition. Don't tell me you shoot like Seagal surprised us. We all thought he was a fool, and then all of a sudden he's teaching cops how to shoot because he's so good. You can do it like that?
Dude, Seagal's a kid next to me shooting.
Oh, my God. You should fight him.
That wouldn't be a fight. It would be a beating.
That
a fight is when two men hit each other. So he won't hit me. It would be a beating.
I love it. There's got to be somebody you're a little intimidated by.
My daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I know. I have a two-year-old.
Dad, I was like, okay, you win. What do you want, honey?
Let me ask you this. I have a son who's 8 years old, and he's tried all the sports, and he does okay. But I think all he wants to do is fight. That's all he wants to do. How old when you start? When you start?
Send him to my camp. To my camp. Send him to RobCon.
No, I don't need him to be beating me up by the time he's in high school. No, but I'm serious. Well, what do you think is a good age?
Just look at. He'll be protecting you.
Yes, that's how I like it. If you guys could brainwash him to make me. You know, when they get a robot, and the first protocol is don't hurt the human.
We're good family.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right. Oh God. Next thing you know, I'm going to be bleeding and calling you up. Listen, Shooter's World is on Wednesday. Go there from 4 to 6:30. You'll get to meet this gentleman, and they'll have pictures and meet and greets. This is nice that people get to meet you. I think people who are longtime fans of the sport know that you literally are the Babe Ruth of jiu-jitsu, of mixed martial arts. So this is nice they get to see you.
But not that old.
Not that old at all.
Doesn't eat that many hot dogs either.
Yeah.
And where are you teaching a class in Sarasota tonight?
I'm teaching Charles Los Angeles.
What do I learn? These kids must be so excited.
Actually, my father didn't teach us how to become fighters. He taught us how to become instructors, how to teach the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu style.
Right.
So we teach self-defense. It's for anybody, from kids to adults to men, women to, yes.
I think this is a great opportunity. This is like if you have the best in the business and you get to take a lesson from him, that's fantastic.
But tonight I'll be teaching self-defense, how to defend yourself in a case of a fight, if the fight goes to the ground. It's more of a, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, self-defense art.
Right.
So, and then first thing is not to lose. If you don't lose, the question is how I'm going to win.
What do you think is the best way for a little guy like Spanish to win if he's in a fight with a big guy?
Oh, he got to learn how to defend yourself first. First thing is defense.
He's not looking at me.
He's got a little wrestling background, which is good.
Not cry.
He did punch a guy in the liver and knocked him out with one punch.
I did.
Yeah, I was very impressed with that. I mean, it was nervous, Jared.
Yeah, it wasn't like anybody, you know, strong or anything.
He gave the guy one shot to the belly and the guy went down to his knees.
How long do you think it would take for him to, before he pass out?
I don't know. That's what we should do. We should take bets on how long.
Over under?
Over under.
Yeah.
What do you think is your average time?
It would be 1, 2.
under three count?
Wow. I believe him, surprisingly.
I'm going to periscope this. I'll tell you this right now.
But you have to try and struggle. You have to try and get out of it.
You do? Yeah. Is that the best thing to do?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, that just makes him lock it in deeper.
Yeah, it's like when a rat tries to fight the snake when he's being constricted. Just fight it.
But at least the rat goes down with some dignity.
Not have any dignity whatsoever.
Who's got a coin? Anybody have a coin? Let's flip a coin and find out who's getting choked out.
Oh, we're still doing that? I thought we just agreed Spanish.
You should get choked out just for your dumb beard.
Just your stupid face, yeah.
Hoist Gracie is here with us.
Okay, that's not even a coin.
S on there. There's not.
It's close enough.
Why don't we just do it between me and it's a competition.
R on there, S on there.
Whoever goes out first.
Shut your face, Spanish.
Well, nobody called it.
It doesn't matter.
Spanish.
Yes! Yes!
Wow.
Let's do this.
This is fantastic. All right, listen to me. Before Spanish dies, let me tell everybody again. Yeah. You can meet Hoist Gracie on Wednesday at Shooter's World, 116 East Fletcher Avenue. You get out there from 4 to 6:30 is going to be the autographs and meet and greet, and then 3 to 4 is when Hoist and I are going to be shooting against each other. If you're so good, why don't we do it the old school way? One bullet in the gun.
20 paces,
turn and shoot.
Dude, I'll never miss you. Look at your size. All I got to do is turn sideways. You will never hit me.
Can't even get mad at him. There's nothing I can do about it.
What are you going to do?
Listen to me. I'm very elusive. Part of my defense is to make you think that I'm so easy to hit. And then when you turn around, you're going to be like, he's like the wind. I'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
All right, maybe we won't do that.
Maybe block the wind.
I'm at a significant disadvantage because I can't get angry. I can't do it with you.
I'm not saying.
I understand.
That's awesome.
All right. On Wednesday, I will be blocking the wind with Hoist Gracie. All right, Spanish, you ready for this?
No.
Are you nervous about this?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm freaking out.
Why? At least you get it done by the best.
And tonight, if you're in Sarasota.
Oh, yeah, tonight. Hey. What is the name of the place tonight? I don't have it on here.
It's a Wolf Pack.
Wolf Pack?
Yes. Man. In Sarasota. That's from 7 to 9 tonight.
All right.
The instructor's name is Charles Los Angeles.
You say Charles, and then you lose me on the second word. What is that?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. But when you say like Los Angeles. All right, listen.
Are you making fun of my English?
No.
Yes, he totally was.
Please don't anger him before he's going to choke me out. I beg of you.
Nope.
Rude.
I'm pretty sure we're best friends now. I think that's how it works out.
By the time I leave here, everybody's going to be asleep.
Could you fight your way out of this whole room if you had to?
Oh, yeah.
You say it with such confidence. How do you not know that Galvin is not...
She got a gun.
He's got a couple, I would imagine.
How do you know Galvin's not going to run out that door? Because as soon as he grabs Spanish, I'm out that door.
Anybody ever hit you with a weapon? Like, not a martial arts weapon. Anybody come at you with a bat or anything?
I never had a fight in the street.
Why not? Because everybody knows you kill them. Yeah. Nobody.
Because they read on my forehead, don't F with me. With blinking lights going around.
I guess that's pretty smart.
Never right. Walk away from a fight.
No, yeah. When's the last time you had anybody ever step up to you and then change your mind?
Oh, a lot of times.
Yeah.
All the time.
That'd be good for me. If I could just get you to the point where we almost go at it, then I go, I almost kicked his ass. Yeah, nobody will ever know. You never know.
Never know.
Oh, are you so nervous?
I'm freaking out, man.
You know when you put the rat in the cage and he's crapping everywhere and running to the corners and the snake's just sitting there looking at him, doesn't care. Yeah. Snake's like, well, you done? Here we go.
Today's the first day I wish Galvin would make me go sit in the corner and answer phones.
Let me just tell you that... Tito is in here, and he choked out Brent.
Right.
Okay, and that's not going to go as smooth as this is going to go.
Yeah, no. I mean, if I was going to get be choked out by anybody, this would be who would want to be choked out
by. Go to the top, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Are you ready, Spanish?
No.
Yeah. What do we have to do? Hold on, I got to... Joey's probably crapping his pants. Hold on. I'm periscoping this right now. You going to sit?
Let me put that over there.
Now, will he fall, Hoist? All right, you get the arm under the chin. Arm behind. Let me know when. One. Oh my God! Give me an idea. Spanish.
Huh?
What happened?
You have to see the lights go down.
Is that what happens?
Everything becomes like tunnel vision. You can't
do it to
see
Rob.
Anything.
Rob, you gotta get it. Come on, you gotta do it. You gotta do it, Rob.
Take that nose off.
Make him really go to sleep, though. Make him really go to sleep. If he dies, he dies. You know that line in Rocky? If he dies, he dies. Here we go. Slower. All right.
Just
go.
Kiss me when you do it.
All right, here goes Rob. You can hear Rob actually went, okay. Hold on. While you're up, come over here. Don't choke me, though. I tell you what I want to feel if I can. Give me a, don't hurt me. Just give me like I want to feel your shin. Is your shin hard as a rock?
I don't kick people.
No, what do you do? Never?
I choke them out.
No, don't choke me out.
Why not?
Because I am very important to everybody's careers here. What if I fell and hit my head and I became like a little mentally disabled?
But I'm not going to drop you.
No.
I'm going to be sitting down.
You sit down, I'll choke you. Why don't you teach me how to do it?
That would never happen.
What? I know.
That would never happen.
But why? But you give lessons. You're a teacher.
Yeah.
Teach me how to choke you out.
Okay, sit down.
No! Listen to me. Just you standing next to me is making me nervous.
You're bigger than me? Come on.
Yes, and better looking. Not really, but I'm just trying to be cool for a second. No. Hold on.
Did he just challenge me?
I think he did.
Chair in between us. No, listen to me. What do you do? You go under and then over the top? Via the elbow in the underneath. Yes. Oh, here we go. Take a picture of this, will you?
Yeah. Right. Give me the second hand.
Yep.
Hold your shoulder. This hand goes behind my head.
Like that?
There
and then squeeze it out?
Head.
Behind now your head like that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
This way. You got it. Okay.
Dude, you almost killed me.
Come on. We're even close.
Broke my neck.
I gave you the camel clutch. It's totally different. Listen to me. Tonight, you'll have an opportunity to go and take a lesson from the Babe Ruth of MMA, man. Go see Hoist Gracie in Sarasota tonight at the... I forgot the name of the place. Right? What is the name of the place?
Wolfpack.
Wolfpack.
Yes.
And then Wednesday, 116 East Fletcher Avenue. You hear me talk about Shooter's World all the time. The best of both worlds, man. I'm going to come out and say I'm going to bring my son out to meet you on Wednesday. I want to come out there. I'm going to show. We're going to do some shooting together.
I'll teach him how to shoot.
No, that's fine. I'll be like, this is your real father. We'll do some shooting, and then you'll get to meet Hoist Gracie at Shooter's World this Wednesday. Thank you very much for coming in here. It's been a pleasure to meet you. And you're certainly a gentleman, and I believe if you want to kill any of the guys on that side of the table, it's up to you.
Yeah.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at GoldenDiamondSource.com.